The sound of buzzsaws and wood chippers provided the soundtrack in East Dallas as residents tried to clear huge trees and limbs that snapped under the weight of the ice. Chong Siao Khan was awakened by a loud crash at 3 a.m.
Cracking and just, I thought somebody trying to break it in. Dog and myself, we just almost had a heart attack.
When Chong looked outside, she saw a 30-foot tree split into thirds, part of it landing on the roof and porch. She was actually relieved to see the splintered tree and not the thug she thought was breaking in.
Expected some huge guy standing in right next to the door.
Chong didn't lose her power, but many of her neighbors did, including Nick DiCarlo.
My little girl was excited for her first snow, and so she ran and played outside for a little while, and the power ran out, and we realized we weren't prepared.
So Nick bundled up and headed to the closest Target, only to find it, too, was dark without power.
But the credit card machines work.
What did you get?
Some toys and some flashlights.
So how are you staying warm?
Oh, we're just hoping the power comes on for the most part.
Are you in the house?
Yep. We've got a lot of blankets.
It's hard to know how long Nick and his family will be counting on those blankets for warmth. Oncorp, the company that maintains the power lines for much of North Texas, says it planned for the bad weather and called in crews from outside the area. But late this afternoon, Oncorp's website said many zip codes might not have power until Saturday afternoon or later. And Nick's Lakewood neighborhood was still being assessed. The city of Dallas says it's had a lot of calls about shelters, and it's deciding whether to work with the Red Cross to open some. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.